Ghanaians should expect nothing less than transformation in our lives, in the way we organize our society, in our economy. Nothing short of transformation. I mean, what we have today, what we will call the status quo, I mean, nobody is satisfied with it. We're supposed to have gotten some of the biggest growth rates, economic growth rates, but it hasn't translated into welfare. It hasn't translated into employment. It hasn't translated into anything. So, essentially, the leadership that we need to be able to transform the society, especially in the use of the oil revenues, it is that leadership that Nana Akufo-Addo is going to provide.
So you're basically telling Ghanaians that he is going to put specific strategic policies that will better their lives. In specifically what ways?
Well, the way we have been doing things in this country, it hasn't produced any results that anybody is proud of. For example, this is an agricultural country where the fruit drops from the tree and rots on the ground, where peasant women hawk pawpaw, banana, mango on the sides of the street. And you buy some because out of pity, not out of necessity. And you, in this same country where you have fruits growing wild and falling and rotting on the ground, we spend millions of dollars to import fruit juice from Dubai, which is a desert. It doesn't make sense. This is a country which is an agricultural country. We import maize, thousands of tons of maize into this country. It doesn't make sense. This is an agricultural country. We are probably the second largest importer of tomato juice from Italy and all over the world. It doesn't make sense. What you need is everybody recognizes the problem. Everybody talks about what has to be done. Nobody is doing it because the leadership is simply not there. Nana Addo is going to provide that key ingredient of leadership. That will ensure that we're able to produce the tomato. Let me tell you, in Ghana here, when it's harvest time, tomato farmers commit suicide because the market drops and they lose and they commit suicide. And then we spend money to import tomato juice. The leadership that is needed to ensure that we can process the tomato, it is that leadership that Nana Addo is going to provide.
Nana has been making promises of free senior high school education in Ghana that has brought him rave reviews. Specifically, what measures is he going to implement to ensure that this promise is brought into fruition? How is he going to pay for it?
Oh, I'm happy you asked that question. My brother, the estimates that we have done to be able to provide secondary school for every Ghanaian child, those estimates are going to be an additional 1.2% of GDP every year. Now, today Ghana is an oil producer. Last year we got almost $1 billion from oil revenues. All of us are thinking about how we can take the benefits of oil production to the mass of our people. The industry itself is high technology intensive. It doesn't employ much. But it's how you use the proceeds that can bring the benefits to the majority of our people. Bringing free secondary school to every child would ensure that we have democratized the benefits of oil. Now, the payments. The estimates that have shown that we would be spending an extra 1.2-1.3% of GDP every year to provide free secondary school for every Ghanaian child. Now, in 2010, the government of Ghana paid 1.4% of GDP in so-called judgment debts, a lot of which have been engaged in controversy, and the government itself has gone to court to get some of those monies retrieved. Now, if a country like Ghana can pay 1.4% of GDP in 1 year on judgment debts, why can the same country not pay with 1.3-1.4% of GDP to ensure that every child gets secondary school education?
Let me ask you about ensuring peace and tranquility and maintaining Ghana's democratic credentials in the country. What is Nana going to do to enhance this as he has served as a foreign minister, as a justice and attorney general? What is he going to do as someone who commands a huge population, a huge segment of Ghana's population? What is he going to do in his power, limited as it might be, to ensure that there is peace and tranquility ahead of the general election?
Well, Dana has publicly pledged that he would not urge supporters to be violent. But his ability is limited. The executive power of the state is not in his hands. The president of the country is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces and the security services. The problem we have with peace and security is that the security agencies have not been able to do their work professionally. We believe that it is because of political interference, that there's too much impunity, that political actors have resorted to violence and there has been no retribution. That is the main reason why there's so much anxiety about peace and security as we go towards the election. Nana has publicly pledged that he will not ask his supporters to engage in violence. But the bigger onus, the bigger responsibility lies in the hands of those who control the security of the state to ensure that the police services are able to do their work professionally without any political interference. That is what will build confidence among all the political actors, that the law will work, that everybody will be entitled to security under the law. And it is that confidence that will ensure that everybody goes to the election with the goodwill. When you have a situation where you have two or three by-elections that were attended by violence in the full glare of the police, in one by-election, for example, in Akwetia 2 years ago, and the supporters of the ruling party went around polling stations attacking agents of the New Patriotic Party in the full glare of the police. In fact, what the police said was that in order to ensure peace, our agents who were being attacked should just leave the place. Can you imagine? This is what was done. This is what happened. And all this were on live radio broadcast that supporters of the ruling party are attacking the supporters or agents, accredited agents of the opposition party, in the full glare of the police, live on radio. Now, when you have this kind of situation, it doesn't build the confidence that is required for all of us to go through this election. And the onus lies in the hands of the president. There are too many reports of attacks and violence that go unpunished. And it is these things that bring the anxiety. And the bigger responsibility lies with the ruling party. Nana Akufo-Addo, as opposition leader, has pledged publicly that he would not incite his supporters to go on violence. But if people are being attacked all the time and there is no protection from the official security, then they would have to defend themselves. And that is a sentiment that we supported everywhere.
What is Nanado's message to Ghanaians during and after the elections?
The message is what I had told you when we started this conversation. The message is that if you are happy with the status quo in Ghana today, where unemployment is so rife, as we speak, on the supply of gas, just gas for domestic use, has become a major problem in the last 7 months or so. As we speak, there is power or electricity rationing going on in this country for 7 or 8 months because one plant that produces 200 megawatts is no more producing. Now, we have an installed capacity of 2,200, far beyond our domestic needs. So if you have an installed capacity of 2,200 megawatts and only 200 is knocked out, how can we have been suffering nationwide load shedding for months? You have a situation where the currency, the Ghanaian currency, has lost 80% of its value in 3.5 years. It's been the worst performing currency in Africa. Despite the fact that we got $1 billion from oil, despite the fact that we've taken over $14 billion of loans, it doesn't make sense. So you have this status, you have this current situation. If you are happy with it, then you can vote for the government because they have said that they will do more of the same. But if you want a change, if you want things to be done differently, if you're expecting different results, then vote for Nana Akufo-Addo. That is his message.